blog post, SEO metadata blog URL https://www.globalsources.qa/blog/how-to-transport-heavy-equipment-Qatar blog title/h1 how to transport heavy equipment safely between sites in Qatar focus keyword heavy equipment transport guide Qatar informational does not compete with service page supporting trailer selection guide Qatar times oversized load permit Qatar times what is SPMT Qatar times RAS Lafan equipment transport meta title how to transport heavy equipment between sites in Qatar global sources meta description planning to move heavy machinery across Qatar. This guide covers trailer selection, road permits for oversized loads, SPMT, and transport requirements for RAS Lafan and May Said. Internal link links to /transportationfacility.html, transportation service page, word count 750 words times blog post format intent informational, does not use equipment transport in Qatar or flatbed trailer rental, those belong on the service page only. Blog times heavy transport times Qatar 7 minutes read how to transport heavy equipment safely between sites in Qatar trailer selection, road permits, SPMT, and what RAS Lafan projects require by global sources Qatar times heavy transport and haulage. Times 2025 moving heavy equipment between project sites in Qatar sounds straightforward. Until you try to move a 60-ton excavator from Doha to RAS Lafan, or transport a pressure vessel module to May Said Industrial City. The wrong trailer, a missing permit, or a driver without site access credentials can bring your entire operation to a halt. This guide covers what Qatar contractors and project managers need to know about heavy equipment transport. From choosing the right trailer to navigating Qatar's road permit process and meeting the specific requirements of oil and gas project sites. In Qatar, the transport plan is as important as the lift plan. A delay moving equipment to site costs the same as a delay on site. The most common mistake in heavy equipment transport is selecting the wrong trailer type. Each trailer is designed for a specific load profile. Getting this wrong risks equipment damage, safety incidents, and permit violations on Qatar's road network. Trailer type max payload best for common Qatar use standard flatbed up to 40 t long, flat cargo, steel, pipes, materials construction material deliveries across Doha and Lusail low bed trailer up to 100 t tall or heavy machinery that needs a low deck height transporting excavators. Cranes, and bulldozers between Qatar sites semi-low bed up to 60 t medium weight oversized equipment construction equipment and industrial units at May Said and RAS Lafan multi-axle trailer 100 t 250 t very heavy single loads requiring spread axles refinery vessels, transformers, large industrial modules SPMT unlimited, modular. Largest and most complex industrial loads LNG plant modules, reactor vessels, RAS Lafan and May Said projects any load that exceeds Qatar's standard road dimensions, generally over 2.5 meters wide, 4.2 meters high, or 20 meters long, requires a road movement permit from the Qatar Ministry of Interior, MOI, before it can travel on public roads. The permit process involves a route survey to identify low bridges, narrow roads, and utility crossings, a load calculation confirming axle weights within legal limits, and in some cases a police escort for very wide or long loads. Lead times for permits vary, allow 3 to 7 working days minimum for standard oversized loads, and longer for abnormal loads on complex routes. Step 1. Route survey survey the full route from origin to destination. Identify obstacles, low bridges, tight turns, and utility crossings that require clearance. Step 2. Load confirm total weight and axle load distribution. Qatar's axle load limits must not be calculation exceeded on any public road. Step 3. MOI permit. Submit the permit application to Qatar Ministry of Interior with route plan, load drawings, application and vehicle specifications. Step 4. Police escort. If loads over certain width forward slash length thresholds require police escort during movement. Your rec. Transport provider handles coordination. Step 5. Time window. Most oversized load movements in Qatar are restricted to specific hours, often nighttime or early morning, to minimize traffic impact. SPMT stands for Self-Propelled Modular Transporter, a platform vehicle with a large number of independently steered axle lines, capable of carrying virtually any load regardless of weight or size by adding more modules. In Qatar, SPMTs are used almost exclusively for major oil and gas and industrial projects at Ras Laffan Industrial City and Masaid, transporting reactor vessels, heat exchangers, LNG plant modules, and large transformers that no conventional trailer can handle. SPMT moves are complex operations requiring engineering studies, dedicated traffic management, and highly experienced operators. Transporting equipment to Ras Laffan or Masaid is only half the challenge. Getting the equipment into these industrial cities has its own set of requirements that many contractors underestimate. Heavy checkmark gate access pass. All vehicles entering Ras Laffan Industrial City require a valid gate pass. Drivers must hold a valid Ras Laffan /Qatar Energy Contractor card. Heavy checkmark vehicle inspection. Transport vehicles are inspected at the gate for load security, tire condition, lighting, and load documentation before entry is permitted. Heavy checkmark load securing certificate. All equipment must be properly secured and a load securing certificate provided. Unsecured loads are turned away at the gate. Heavy checkmark third-party inspection. Equipment being delivered to oil and gas sites must carry a current third-party inspection certificate to be accepted on site. Heavy checkmark night movement. Some movements within Ras Laffan and Masaid are restricted to specific time restriction windows. Coordinate with your site contact in advance. Know your equipment length, width, height, and total weight of the load. Without this, no transport dimensions and weight company can give you an accurate quote or begin the permit process. Confirm your origin and from which yard or site is the equipment moving. To which gate or delivery point. Destination. Be specific. Transport routes in Qatar vary significantly in complexity. Check if a road permit is if your load exceeds standard road dimensions. Allow 3-7 days minimum for permit required approval before your planned movement date. Verify site access for Ras Laffan, Masaid, and other restricted sites. Confirm what gate pass, requirements, driver credentials, and vehicle documentation are required before booking. Confirm transport company. Ask specifically whether your transport provider has moved equipment to your experience destination before. Ras Laffan and Masaid experience is not universal. Heavy equipment transport in Qatar requires the same level of planning as the construction operation itself. The right trailer, the right permits, and a transport partner with genuine Ras Laffan and Masaid experience makes the difference between a smooth delivery and a costly delay. Whether you are moving a single excavator across Doha or transporting oversized industrial modules to Ras Laffan, the key is to plan early. Confirm all documentation up front, and work with a provider who knows Qatar's roads, permits, and industrial zone requirements inside out. Global sources. Qatar Times Blog Times Heavy Transport Guide Times 2025 www.globalsources.qa